Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned into this revision podcast. Today we're diving into one of the most mark-rich topics in your GCSE chemistry separate science paper, quantitative chemistry. I'm talking concentrations, titrations, percentage yield, atom economy, and molar volume of gases. These are calculation-heavy topics, and the brilliant news is that if you follow a clear method every single time, the marks are absolutely there for the taking. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to approach every type of calculation in this topic, what the examiners are looking for, and the common traps that catch candidates out every year. Let's go. Let's start with concentration. Concentration tells us how much solute, that's the dissolved substance, is packed into a given volume of solution. The formula you absolutely must know is concentration equals moles divided by volume. Written as C equals N over V, the units for concentration are moles per decimeter cubed, written as mole per dm cubed. Now here's where candidates lose marks every single year. Units. Volume in this formula must be in dm cubed, not cm cubed. 1 dm cubed equals 1000 centimeter cubed. So if a question gives you a volume in cm cubed, you divide by 1000 before you use it in the formula. For example, if you have 250 centimeter cubed, that's 0.25 decimeter cubed. Write that conversion down as a clear step in your working. You might also be asked to work with concentration in grams per dm cubed. To convert from grams per dm cubed to mole per dm cubed, you divide by the molar mass of the solute. The molar mass is just the relative formula mass, Mr., in grams per mole. So if you have sodium hydroxide, NaOH, with an immister of 40 and a concentration of 80 grams per dm cubed, then the molar concentration is 80 divided by 40, which gives you 2 moles per dm cubed. Simple once you know the trick. Now let's talk titrations. A titration is a required practical technique where you use a burette to add a solution of known concentration, called the titrant, to a measured volume of a solution of unknown concentration in a conical flask. An indicator tells you when the reaction is complete. That's called the endpoint, shown by a permanent color change. The most common indicator at GCSE is phenolphthalein, which goes from colorless to pink, or methyl orange, which goes from yellow to red. The key calculation from a titration is finding the unknown concentration. You use the moles formula in a three-step process. Step 1, calculate the moles of the known solution using moles, equals concentration times volume. Step 2, use the mole ratio from the balanced equation to find the moles of the unknown. Step 3, calculate the concentration of the unknown using concentration equals moles divided by volume. Always show all three steps. Examiners award method marks at each stage. Moving on to percentage yield. In theory, if you start with a certain number of moles of reactants, you should get a predictable mass of product. That's the theoretical yield. In practice, you almost never get that much. The actual yield is always less. The formula is percentage yield equals actual yield divided by theoretical yield multiplied by 100. Why is the actual yield less than theoretical? There are three main reasons examiners want you to know. First, the reaction may be reversible and not go to completion. Second, there may be side reactions producing unwanted products. Third, some product is inevitably lost during practical steps like filtering, transferring, or evaporating. Examiners will often ask you to suggest a reason. Make sure your answer is specific to the context of the question. Now, atom economy. This is a measure of how efficiently atoms from reactants are converted into the desired product. The formula is atom economy equals the sum of the relative formula masses of the desired product divided by the sum of the relative formula masses of all products, multiplied by 100. Note, you use all products from the balanced equation, not just reactants. A reaction with a high atom economy is more sustainable because less waste is produced. Addition reactions, where one product is formed, have an atom economy of 100%. Substitution reactions, which produce multiple products, have lower atom economies. Examiners love asking you to evaluate a reaction in terms of atom economy and sustainability, so practice linking the two ideas. Finally, let's cover molar volume of gases. At room temperature and pressure, which we abbreviate as RTP, One mole of any gas occupies 24 decimeters cubed, or 24,000 centimeters cubed. This is the molar volume constant, and it applies to every gas, regardless of its identity. The formula is volume in dm cubed equals moles multiplied by 24. Rearranged, moles equals volume divided by 24. Avogadro's law tells us that equal volumes of gases at the same temperature and pressure contain equal numbers of molecules. This means you can compare volumes of gases directly from a balanced equation. For example, in the reaction, nitrogen plus 3 hydrogen gives 2 ammonia, the ratio of volumes is 1, 2, 3 to 2. If you start with 10 decimeters cubed of nitrogen, you need 30 decimeter cubed of hydrogen and produce 20 decimeters cubed of ammonia. Right, let's talk exam technique. The number one rule for calculation questions is always show you're working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct steps. Examiners are instructed to award marks positively. They want to give you credit. Always check your units at every step. The most common unit error is using cm cubed instead of dm cubed in the concentration formula. A quick check, if your concentration comes out as 1,000 times too big or too small, you've almost certainly made a unit error. When calculating theoretical yield, make sure you identify the limiting reactant first. That's the reactant that runs out first and determines how much product you can make. Don't just use whichever reactant you're given first. For atom economy, a very common mistake is using the mixture of reactants in the denominator instead of products. Remember, it's the sum of mixture of all products on the bottom of the fraction. Command word alert, if the question says calculate, you must show a formula, substitution, and answer with units. If it says suggest a reason, you need a chemically valid explanation, not just sum was lost. If it says evaluate, you need to consider both sides and make a judgment. For significant figures, give your answer to the same number of significant figures as the data in the question, unless told otherwise. Usually, 2 or 3 significant figures is appropriate. Time for a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for concentration? Pause. The answer is concentration equals moles divided by volume. Question 2. How do you convert cm cubed to dm cubed? Pause. Divide by 1,000. Question 3. What is the molar volume of a gas at RTP? Pause. 24 decimeters cubed per mole. Question 4. Name 2 reasons why actual yield is less than theoretical yield. Pause. Incomplete reaction, side reactions, or product lost during practical steps. Any 2 of those. Question 5. In atom economy, what goes on the bottom of the fraction? Pause. The sum of the mixture of all products from the balanced equation. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you know your stuff. If not, go back and review the section you found tricky. Let's wrap up. Today we covered 5 key areas. 1, concentration, C equals N over V with volume in dm cubed. 2, titrations, a 3-step calculation using moles, ratios, and concentration. 3, percentage yield, actual divided by theoretical times 100 and 3 reasons it's less than 100%. 4, atom economy, mixture of desired product divided by sum of mixture of all products times 100. 5, molar volume, 1 mole of any gas is 24 decimeters cubed at RTP. The golden rule for this topic is show every step, check your units, and practice until the method is automatic. These calculations are very learnable. They reward preparation. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode.